We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker is tightening restrictions on restaurants and bars because of the COVID-19 surge, and a Republican lawmaker is asking for more information supporting the decision. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore reports.
State Representative Mark Batnick says he wants to see the contact tracing data that shows bars and restaurants have been significant sources of the latest spike in coronavirus cases. The governor has shut down indoor dining and bar service in four counties, Will, Kane, DuPage, and Kankakee, and outdoor dining must end at 11 p.m. Batnick's not challenging Pritzker, just asking to see the facts.
It makes sense that restaurants would potentially be a problem area, but we should know with real-time data, has that been the problem area here in this instance?
Yesterday afternoon, the governor's office sent reporters numbers showing restaurants and bars were the single biggest factor, followed by workplaces. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The response to the pandemic by Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb was front and center in the first debate with his challengers last night.
Eric Holcomb was criticized for doing too little and too much during the debate with Democrat Dr. Woody Myers and Libertarian Donald Rainwater. First, Myers.
We do need a real mask mandate in Indiana, a mask mandate with consequences.
Rainwater argued Holcomb overstepped his authority.
The Constitution is there to protect our individual liberties and make those choices for ourselves.
Holcomb said this is a public health emergency, defending his actions.
We have to take a look at the public safety. We're in an emergency.
Indiana's coronavirus cases, deaths, and hospitalizations have been increasing since the governor lifted restrictions. Holcomb holds a substantial fundraising advantage. The candidates were in separate TV studios for the debate. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The federal government taking a look at how city zoning laws may protect industries that cause pollution and how that affects black and brown people in Chicago.
Southeast Side community activists want the federal government to hold back large grants from the city because of policies the activists say protects polluters and creates more racial segregation and housing discrimination. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it will investigate those allegations. The complaint was prompted by the city allowing General Iron to move its metal scrapping operation from the trendy Lincoln Park neighborhood to the city's East Side community. Mayor Lightfoot has said she will crack down on polluters, but the city has already granted General Iron one of the two permits it will need to get going on the East Side.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.